Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I feel like everybody in this room has owned a dog at some point in their life, or at least been in the care of a dog. But you know what? There are those out there that give dog owners a bad name. They have rude behaviors that need to quit.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 rude habits dog owners need to stop now. Stop dressing them up. They can't tell you that they think that you're an idiot, even though they know you're an idiot. So the next time you get the right idea to dress your dog up like Alice in Wonderland, stop. And remember the awful outfits your parents put you in. You hump.
So there's the 10 rude habits.
Hard disagree. I love seeing dogs in little costumes. Sweatshirts.
There you go.
I think it's funny, but I would never do it to my dog.
I told you I dated a girl that had a small dog. I got into it within like a month. I started ordering them Maryland clothes and stuff.
Yeah. You're that guy, though.
Yeah.
I do believe, like, you. I know that you would be the guy where every day, like, your dog has a new outfit.
Man, for Molly,
Taco Tuesday, brother. That's right.
She's got a thin enough coat that putting a sweater on her is not a bad idea.
No, it is. First of all, she's Molly.
Sure.
Just understand my dog. If you put it on her, she's going to eat.
Dude, I guarantee you
she'd love it. And then I'm picking up poop covered with yarn.
But she would look tough with like a puffy jacket.
I'm going to talk to your wife. We're going to get her a sweater or something like that, man. I know she'd love it.
Get your dog a jacket. Dude, I put my goddamn dog in a sweater.
Get Miles a Squishmallow.
Yeah. Game
on.
Get this done.
Game on.
Let's go.
I'll sleep with
it. 10 rude habits dog owners need to stop. Number 10 being allowing your dog to jump up on other people. I think that kind of speaks for itself.
Well,
just knock it off.
I think most people try to maintain my dog in Seattle.
Jumps
in
up.
Seattle.
I never would. Not when we're out for a walk, but if you walk into my home, it's what she does. And I tell her to get down. We do all the things you can try to do. Either she does not comprende inglés, she does not care. I don't know what it is. It's what she does.
If a dog jumps up on me, that tells me the dog likes me.
Yes. Assuming it's
so I just grab it by the head and go, "What are you doing?"
Sure. Yeah. Saying it's okay, she's friendly, to excuse bad behavior, like letting your dog jump up on people. And you know what? It is a case-by-case basis. If my dog jumps up on somebody, I hope that they're like Miles and actually understands dogs and doesn't mind. But you never know.
I don't care because I know my dog does that. And it drives me freaking crazy.
Sure.
But after 4 years, I'm like, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't mind. I just generally try to push them down just because I know the owners don't want them to do it.
Yeah.
Correct. So I just try not to encourage it.
Letting your dog off-leash anywhere that isn't a dog park. That's just a bad idea. I know of dogs that are out there that are not friendly towards other dogs. If your dog is off-leash and runs up to that dog, at that point, that owner is now liable or they are responsible for their dog's reaction to your stupid dog running up and setting them off.
Yeah,
so,
100%. I agree, man.
I'm guilty of it. I've done it.
I did have a dog years ago. Never walked this dog on a leash. Just real quick, so this dog never walked on the leash, never thought to. Big ass Belgian Shepherd. Super loyal, super smart. And I'm getting the Sunday paper. Yes, this is like 1990, whatever. But there's a store about three blocks away. The dog walks with me to go to the store. To get into the store, you had to walk downstairs to go in.
Okay.
I tell the dog, "Hey, sit." She sits down. He sits down. I walk into the store. I buy the paper. Well, now I'm kind of looking at the paper. I forget that I brought the dog.
Oh, no.
I walk out of the store, go up the stairs, turn the corner, realize, oh, crap, the dog's not with me. Run back to the dog is still sitting there. She has her neck craned around to see where
where the hell you at, man?
But until you said, like, come, you know what I mean? Like, the dog just sat there. And I'm like, you cannot possibly be this good.
Good dog.
But he was. I mean, that dog, and I had nothing to do with him. That dog was just fantastic.
The first dog that I had an encounter with was my grandparents' dog. Quick story. She was a golden lab, a golden retriever, one of the best dogs ever. Her name was Sasha. She was so well behaved that when my grandparents left on vacation, they just took her food bag because they knew that she'd ration herself, sure. and they rolled the edges out so that she could just free feed. They came back after a week-long vacation. She hadn't touched a piece.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
Then they started just pouring it into her bowl. Just eat something.
Oh, my God.
10 rude habits that dog owners need to stop ASAP. Dropping the leash to let your dog, quote, make a friend. Yet again.
Don't drop the leash.
No.
Jesus, man.
No.
Right. And I'll always walk up and I'll see the owner that has a dog that clearly wants to meet mine. I'll say, it's fine.
If he, I get
he's,
it.
He's friendly
sure.
if they want to say hi. It's cool. Calling it a support or service animal when it's not. And I feel like we all got a pretty good eyeball for the ones that are and the ones that aren't.
You know, if you see my dog, you know goddamn well my dog is not a service animal unless it's A, I'm such a stoic person. The doctors recommended I get a dog that makes me crazy.
Right. She's supporting the way that she's kind of your hype dog. Like, come on, man, let's go.
Yeah, right.
I've seen your dog. She's jacked. Ignoring no pets allowed signs. There's a couple signs in my neighborhood that basically say, look, this is not a spot for your dog to do.
Fine. Respect that.
Right. Right. Number three, putting your dog outside when he won't stop barking. My dog.
What?
Yes.
No, it's not for your neighbors to listen
no.
to. It's your problem.
Yeah, exactly. You got to deal with that.
Right. I get it. The new place that we have moved into has a nice little back area that my dog is just loving these days. So
he just
lays out there, but he also loves to yell at crap. So after a while, I got to go out there and yell at him to shut up because I know that I have neighbors and I've been that neighbor that has a dog that won't shut up next to him.
Yep.
So just take care of it. Do something
my
about
dog
it.
Does not. My dog barks if there's anyone close to the home. If you're an Amazon delivery driver, I apologize.
Yes.
UPS, I apologize.
She's got a thick bark, too.
She does. And everyone's so freaked out. And I'm like, if I open the door, the dog does nothing.
No.
She just wants to see you.
She's an alarm.
She is. She's our doorbell.
Talking on your phone at the dog park. I did read the blurb about this one. It's not so much talking on your phone, but it's being at the dog park and then just...
Not paying attention to your dog.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah,
that's it.
Correct. There, I was at a dog park just a couple years ago, and I saw an incident go down because owners were not paying attention to their dogs. And sometimes dogs pick a boss.
My buddy is going to kill somebody.
Yeah.
A dog attacked his dog.
Oh, no.
Who's a very friendly dog and was not like just like, oh, yeah, whatever. And my buddy was going to kill him.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was absolutely going to kill him.
You will go there for your dog.
Like, he was like, I wanted to go to jail to beat this guy's ass.
Right.
Right. Because even after that, he didn't even care.
And he could have.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't.
But the number one rude habit dog owners need to stop ASAP. And this is, I fully agree with this one because I just don't get it. Leaving the bag of poop on the ground. I would much rather you leave the pile in the yard as opposed to bagging it up and then dropping it there.
Welcome to the Washington State Trail Association.
No freaking kidding, dude.
I mean, you're halfway up Tiger, and it's like, dude, not here.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Or don't bring your dog
on a
if
hike.
You don't want to be responsible.
If you don't want to put in your backpack, don't bring your dog.
Right.
It's that easy.
You know he's going to take a crap.
And that's the whole thing. If we're on a trail, if we're out in nature and your dog curbs it, it's a little close to the trail edge. But
double bag it. Figure it out.
Whatever. But don't bag it and then leave it.
I know.
Again, if I'm hiking on a trail and I see a pile of dog stool, it's like, okay, there's bear stool out here.
Here's another thing. The wildlife will come later and try to eat it.
Yes.
Right? But eat through a plastic bag. To get there.
For real. Like, can we not?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.